Beautiful Friday. Oh, I love days like today, don't you? I mean, not just because it's Friday, and who doesn't like Fridays, but because it's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. It makes everything good, no matter how tough your day might be. Ryan Schmelz is here, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. And it's interesting, it's kind of touching on something we talked about yesterday with Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. I said, are you guys going to vote with Mike Johnson? If he's wanting to do something that you agree with, let's not play politics and watch him get hung out to dry. Well, it looks like the Democrats are saving Mike Johnson's foreign aid bills. And there is another little caveat. Interesting. They do this, you know, when they put out bills, they add stuff. And what the Republicans have added is the ban on TikTok. Let's talk about both of those things with a guy who stays on top of it. Good afternoon, Ryan. Happy Friday.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. Yeah, we got some breaking news here, too.
Oh, give us the breaking news.
Yes. Congressman Paul Gosar has joined the effort to oust Speaker Johnson. He has signed on to the motion to vacate. We still don't know when or if they are going to trigger this, but it looks like they now have a third co-signee for it.
Wow. Oh, boy, the Republicans are doing a great job. They won't even have to worry about snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory. They're going to be nowhere close to victory.
Yeah.
It's just astonishing.
Well, you just had a situation where they had a vote on a procedural rule to bring the package that has those four bills, the Israel aid, the Ukraine aid, the Taiwan aid, as well as the TikTok ban and some other national security measures, too. You know, they were having this rule vote, and traditionally with a rule vote, it's just a procedural vote that gets the bill to the floor for debate, right? And normally how it works in Congress is the majority party votes for it, the minority party votes against it. It doesn't matter how you're going to vote on final passage. You usually vote with your party. Well, in this case, you had over 50 Republicans voting against it in protest. So what the Democrats did is that they all kind of hung out there and waited for those no votes to slowly come in. And right once it got down to like the time period where the votes were going to be cut off, all the Democrats started running in and started voting yes. And you saw that yes thing start to tick up. And next thing you know, the bill had enough votes to pass. So we're going to be voting on this foreign aid bill tomorrow. And quite the statement was made by Democrats as well as some Republicans who were protesting.
It is just astonishing to me, Ryan, how little the Republicans know what's going on and how things are looked at, perceived by we the people that pay them. If there is a circumstance or situation where the two parties can pretend to not care about the politics and pretend that they're trying to do something that is good for America, the Republicans don't get that at all. They don't understand at all. And so they will continue to do what they do into oblivion. It is astonishing to me.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of Republicans just feel this was a bending of the knee because there isn't border security attached to this. And they felt that Ukraine aid was the last piece of leverage that they had for Speaker Johnson to get some type of border security measures in here. And they feel that this is now putting them in a position where they're not going to be able to get any type of border security between now and the election and when a new administration takes over. So they feel this is now turning into a lost cause. One thing that's interesting, Paul, is that we did have I had a source yesterday telling me that people were already shadow campaigning to be the next speaker. And I just had a member of Congress confirm it on the record that people are doing that. You know, no one's going to come out and say it explicitly because, you know, it's 7 months out. But there is definitely a push. You know, we don't know if Johnson's going to lose his job. That's still to be determined. But we do know that there are a number of members, and a lot of them have said this publicly, that they want to have a new speaker election or leader election, whatever it is. They want new leadership at the top of the party, at least to have an election for one.
Well, why not race to run for the shortest term job in Washington? That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Hey, they've got to, before they could probably even talk about getting a new speaker, they got to focus on winning this election because, you know, they only have it's only going to take a couple seats for Democrats to flip the House of Representatives. So Republicans are in a tough spot for Election Day. It's only a very small majority they have.
Well, right here in Michigan, we lost the House. We, the Republicans, lost the House. And I'm more Republican than Democrat, more conservative than liberal. But they lost the House in Michigan. And I don't hold my breath for the Republicans to win much of anything, especially. I mean, why don't they hang their hat on this if they really want to bury themselves? The women's right to choose. That's such a losing proposition. I can't imagine why they haven't all just jumped on board with that. Lemmings, right off the cliff.
And you're seeing some do that on the campaign trail, where they're saying, "Yeah, I'm not gonna run on abortion, not gonna support a national abortion ban." And that's just it. And I will say this, Paul. You know, it seems like for all of the drama that's going on and all the controversy that's going on with the Michigan Republican Party right now, it does seem like the Senate GOP race is at least, you know, avoiding any type of major catastrophe as of right now. But, of course, that could always change.
Fascinating story out there. What do you hear on the national beat? Because that's certainly where Ryan Schmelz is, Fox News correspondent and Fine WJR contributor. What are you hearing about our governor, Gretchen Whitmer?
Rising star would probably be a word I hear quite often. If you were to ask any Democrat who's here on Capitol Hill, they'll probably describe her that way. I'd say that'd probably be the quickest way to sum it up.
She's already got her book, which is de rigueur. I mean, nobody runs for president anymore without a book. And she has a book coming out. And we hear the same thing here, rising star and all of that. It'll be fascinating to watch how that goes. Anything else that you're following, that you're assigned to, that you can share with us?
We got a FISA bill vote likely happening today, and they need to pass it before the deadline.
All right. Well, good luck with that. Thanks always. Ryan, you got a big weekend planned?
I'll be working here because they're voting on the foreign aid bill tomorrow.
Oh, you got to work. Jeez. Okay. All right, Ryan. Thanks for being with us. You always do a nice job.
Have it going, Paul. Thank you, sir.
You too. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. Boy, they choose to work sometimes, and other times they disappear for their holidays. It's fascinating. And I guess if part of your job is following them, then you have to follow their work schedule. It's kind of a drag.